Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast on electric circuits. I'm so glad you're here because this topic is genuinely one of the most important in the whole specification. And once it clicks, it really clicks. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know. Current, potential difference, resistance, Ohm's law, series and parallel circuits, power, IV graphs, resistivity, and potential dividers. We'll also go through the most common exam mistakes and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has you covered. So grab a pen because you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's get started. Right, let's start with the absolute foundations: current, charge, and potential difference. Current, measured in amperes or amps, is the rate of flow of electric charge. The formula is I equals delta Q divided by delta T. That means current equals charge divided by time. Think of it like water flowing through a pipe. The current is how much water passes a point every second. In a circuit, the water is electrons, tiny negatively charged particles, and they flow from negative to positive. Now, here's a classic exam trap. Conventional current flows from positive to negative, but electrons actually move the other way. Make sure you know which direction the question is asking about. Next up, potential difference, which you might also hear called voltage. Potential difference is the energy transferred per unit of charge. The formula is V equals W divided by Q. Voltage equals work done divided by charge. The unit is volts. Think of it as the push that drives the current around the circuit. A higher voltage means more energy per coulomb of charge. Now, resistance. Resistance opposes the flow of current. It's measured in ohms, and the formula is R equals V divided by I. This is Ohm's law, and it's one of the most important relationships in the whole topic. An ohmic conductor, like a fixed resistor, obeys Ohm's law. If you double the voltage, you double the current. The resistance stays constant. But not all components behave this way, and we'll come back to that when we look at IV graphs. Let's talk about series and parallel circuits, because this is where a lot of marks are won and lost. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. The key rules are: the current is the same everywhere in the circuit. It doesn't use up at each component. The voltages across each component add up to the total supply voltage, and the total resistance is just R1 plus R2 plus R3, and so on. If one component breaks, the whole circuit stops, like old Christmas lights. In a parallel circuit, components are on separate branches. Here, the rules flip. The voltage across each branch is the same, equal to the supply voltage. The currents in each branch add up to give the total current, and the total resistance is found using 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. This means adding resistors in parallel actually decreases the total resistance. Think about it like adding more lanes to a motorway. More paths means less overall resistance to traffic flow. Now, power. There are three power formulas you need to know. P equals V times I, P equals I squared times R, and P equals V squared divided by R. These all calculate the same thing, power in watts, but use different combinations of quantities. Choose the formula that matches the values you've been given in the question. And energy transferred is simply W equals V times I times T, power multiplied by time. Let me also mention electromotive force, or EMF. This is the energy supplied per unit of charge by the source, the battery or power supply. It's different from terminal potential difference, which is the actual voltage across the terminals when current is flowing. The difference is due to the internal resistance of the source. Examiners love testing this distinction, so make sure you can explain it clearly. Let's look at IV characteristics, the graphs that show how current varies with voltage for different components. For an ohmic resistor, the IV graph is a straight line through the origin. The gradient equals 1 divided by resistance. Steeper line means lower resistance. For a filament bulb, the graph curves. It starts steep but flattens out at higher voltages. This is because as the filament heats up, its resistance increases. The atoms vibrate more, making it harder for electrons to flow through. For a diode, the graph is almost flat for negative voltages. It barely conducts at all. But for positive voltages above a threshold, the current shoots up steeply. Diodes only allow current in one direction. They're used in rectifiers to convert alternating current to direct current. For a thermistor, resistance decreases as temperature increases. More thermal energy frees up more charge carriers. This makes thermistors useful in temperature sensors. For a light-dependent resistor, or LDR, resistance decreases as light intensity increases. More photons free up more charge carriers, used in light sensors and automatic lighting systems. Now, resistivity. The resistance of a wire depends on three things: its length, its cross-sectional area, and the material it's made from. The formula is R equals rho times L divided by A, where rho is the resistivity in ohm meters, L is the length in meters, and A is the cross-sectional area in meters squared. Longer wire means more resistance. Thicker wire means less resistance. Different materials have different resistivities. Copper has very low resistivity, which is why it's used in wiring. Finally, potential dividers. These are circuits that use two resistors in series to split the supply voltage. The output voltage across R2 is given by V out equals V in times R2 divided by R1 plus R2. If you replace one resistor with a thermistor or LDR, the output voltage changes with temperature or light. This is the basis of many sensor circuits. Examiners often ask you to analyze or design these circuits, so practice the formula carefully.
Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle. Mistake number one, confusing EMF with terminal potential difference. EMF is the total energy per unit charge supplied by the source. Terminal PD is less than EMF, because some energy is lost to the internal resistance. If a question gives you both, they want you to calculate internal resistance. The formula is EMF equals terminal PD plus I times R, where R is internal resistance. Mistake number two, applying Ohm's law to non-ohmic components. Ohm's law only applies to ohmic conductors, fixed resistors at constant temperature. Never use R equals V over I as if resistance is constant for a filament bulb or diode. Instead, calculate resistance at a specific point on the IV graph. Mistake number three, getting series and parallel rules mixed up. Here's a quick memory trick. In series, the same current flows everywhere. In parallel, the same potential difference applies. S for series, S for same current. P for parallel, P for same potential difference. Mistake number four, unit errors in resistivity calculations. Resistivity is in ohm meters, not ohm centimeters. Length must be in meters, area in meters squared. Convert everything before you substitute into the formula. Mistake number five, not showing working in calculations. Examiners award marks for method, not just the final answer. Even if you get the number wrong, you can still earn marks for correct substitution and rearrangement. Always write the formula first, then substitute, then calculate. And always include units in your final answer. For command words, if the question says state, give a brief factual answer, no explanation needed. Describe means say what happens, using correct terminology. Explain means say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Calculate means show all working with units. Evaluate means consider evidence and make a judgment.
Time for the quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Here we go. Question one. What is the formula for current in terms of charge and time? The answer is I equals delta Q divided by delta T. Current equals charge divided by time. Question two. In a series circuit, what happens to the current at each component? The current stays the same throughout the circuit. Question three. what shape is the IV graph for an ohmic resistor? A straight line through the origin. Question 4. What does a steeper gradient on an IV graph tell you about resistance? A steeper gradient means lower resistance. Question 5. State the formula for the total resistance of two resistors in parallel. 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. Question 6. How does the resistance of a thermistor change as temperature increases? Resistance decreases as temperature increases. Question 7. What is the difference between EMF and terminal potential difference? EMF is the total energy per unit charge from the source. Terminal PD is lower because some energy is lost to internal resistance. How did you do? If you got all 7, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. 1. Current is the rate of flow of charge. I equals Q over T. 2. Potential difference is energy per unit charge. V equals W over Q. 3. Ohm's law is R equals V over I, but only applies to ohmic conductors. 4. In series circuits, current is the same, voltages add up. In parallel circuits, voltage is the same, currents add up. 5. Power formulas are P equals VI, P equals I squared R, and P equals V squared over R. 6. IV graphs have characteristic shapes for different components. Know them all. 7. Resistivity formula is R equals rho L over A. Watch your units. That's it for this episode. You've covered a huge amount of ground today, and you should feel really confident going into your exam. Remember, show your working, include units, and never apply Ohm's law to non-ohmic components. Good luck. You've got this.